Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is the Global Reality right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. We are in the second hour of the program. The time is now 8:01 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are live here on the December 29th edition of the program. Glad you all could be with us. If you'd like to join us on the program today, the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. And be sure and also check out www.republicbroadcasting.org and the various sponsors we have there. You have some great products that Republic Broadcasting brings to the listeners. And, you know, before I was doing a show here, I was a listener. And, you know, RBN always does a great job at bringing the best possible products to the listeners, not just, you know, junk and snake oils. Ladies and gentlemen, these are real products that can actually enhance your life. So definitely go to republicbroadcasting.org and visit the fine sponsors there at the website. What we've been talking about today, and, you know, I initially intended to only do a little bit about this today, but you know what? The response has been so overwhelming, and I've got so much information on this topic that I'm going to continue to talk about this phenomenon known as chemtrails. And the reason that is because, you know, there's so much going on in the world, and there's so many different topics I could talk about. I could go into just the news. I could sit here and cover news all day that's happened during the week. But, you know, the one of the things that's, that I find important for me personally in attempting to get out information to people is really about stuff that a lot of people don't talk about on a regular basis. And again, you know, when I woke up the day after Christmas here in Dallas to find this basically propaganda article, you know, whitewashing, for lack of a better term, the chemtrail activity that occurred here on Christmas Day, I was absolutely stunned. Because it just goes to show you that, you know, people are starting to pay attention. People are starting to know that all they have to do is look up in the sky to figure out that something going on is not right. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead, Gary. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm kind of self-styled chemtrails expert. I've been studying this with other people for about 10 years. One of the best websites you can go to on chemtrails, bar none, is I don't know if you got to put the cliff in or not, but it's carnicom.com. carnicom.com, and go into the aerosols crimes area. And I've met Cliff before and spoke with him. He's also hooked up with Dr. Mike Castle, who is an environmentalist PhD in cleanup and all that, and he knows what this barium's done. You can't talk about HARP or talk about chemtrails unless you also talk about HARP, because they're married together, really. The military applications is over horizon radar, and the weather modifications is another aspect of it. But I hear the music. You want to hold me over?
Oh, yeah, stay right there, Gary. We'll come back to you. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. www.thefinespotters.com, or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to Gary in Tennessee, and we're discussing the chemtrail aerial spraying phenomenon. And Gary was mentioning the various usages, including the HAARP array there with the X-class radar system, as I often talk about. And go ahead and finish up. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and finish up there, Gary.
Yeah, Dr. Mike Castle, he's tied in with, you can Google Mike Castle and you can Google Cliff Carnicom and come up with their websites. I'm pretty sure it's www.carnicom.com.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a major, major, major website. But, Dr. Castle's concern was that this nanoparticle-sized barium sulfate is contaminating the soil, killing off the microflora in the soil so that it's going to be hard to grow things pretty soon. And, of course, we're breathing this stuff in our lungs all the time. Now, I'll tell you how, if you don't believe this stuff isn't in the air, you go out. It's best to go out on a foggy night, but you can go out on a regular night and just park somewhere, like an eighth of a mile from a parking lot that has these high-intensity lightings, you know, the mercury vapor and the sodium vapor lamps.
Right.
You'll see a fuzz ball around it lighting up where the light's bouncing off of these particles. If you stand underneath of one of these lamps, you can actually see the wind blowing these particles like snowflakes through the air. And this chemtrails is also linked to Morgellons disease. And they finally cracked the code on that one. That is a nanobot, self-replicating, silicon-based thing. And that technology may not be of this earth. That's the next question. They're trying to figure it out, but Morgellons disease is linked to chemtrails.
Absolutely. You always see high levels of those cases pop up after there's a heavy spray campaign in that particular area. Gary, I got to move on to another call. I appreciate the call. But you're exactly right. I mean, that's what you've got going on. And with that, I mean, there's so many different things that you see, and the white filament that you were speaking of, that Gary was talking about, has actually been analyzed as well. And one of the things they found within these fibers, when they put them under an electron microscope, is they find all kinds of pathogens, desiccated red blood cells, and a guy by the name of Jim Mars. I know you guys probably know who he is. He's an author and speaker. Well, I had him on my weekday show about a month and a half ago, and one of the things that he mentioned, that the people that he's talked to about these various fibers and things that are found, is that there's a level of the atmosphere which contains all sorts of bacteria and viruses and things like that that normally we have never had access to. But now, because the aerosol campaign spraying these different fibers falling down, essentially what's happening is these fibers that are coming down that are falling out of these chemtrail planes are breaking this part of the atmosphere up, bringing it down to the surface level, then people are bringing it in, and this is what is causing these upper respiratory ailments. Barium also causes muscular atrophies. I've got some information I'm going to get into from a government website about that as well here on the program today. And one of the things that you can do, and I want to tell people about, because I'm all about offering solutions, is to look into this stuff called ECAC tea. And there's a great place you can go where you can actually buy the roots and buy this stuff in bulk and brew it yourself instead of just getting the tea bag stuff. And it's a website called discount-ESIAC-tea.com. So it's discount-ESIAC-tea.com. You can go there and buy this stuff. And what this stuff does is it pulls the barium out of your system. And it's one of the homeopathic remedies for this type of poisoning and barium poisoning. Let's go back to the phones. John in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're loud and clear. How you doing?
Very glad to hear your show about the chemtrails. I'm up here in Connecticut, and we have it's been unbelievable what they have sprayed us with this year. It's been going on for a long time. A friend of mine is a landscaper. I am a landscaper myself. He didn't believe me about it at first. Now he's one of my greatest helpers in keeping tracks of this. He just told me the other morning, and I hadn't even realized this. We've only had 3 sunny days this month in Connecticut. It's been completely overcast, cloudy all the time. I know the type of thing you talked about over Dallas. That's the article you read. We see that an awful lot. We're at 1,000 feet above sea level here. We may be getting the drift from other local states. I just noticed something else. There is a new bill going through. I wonder if you're aware about this. It's S-1807. Have you heard about this one?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
This is S-1807, and it's known as the Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007. But I believe it's actually going to be – they're going to pass it or do something on January 31st. Well, I just read it.
Right, I know about this. Yeah, you know, this is this is from Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, and she's located right here in Dallas where I live. Yes, I have heard about this.
Right. So I just wanted to bring attention, if the local people down there could, kind of make the phone call to do what you got to do to tell them to, cut this stuff out. This is ridiculous. I mean, if you stop and look at these little kids in prams, at the supermarket, these poor kids getting sprayed with this stuff from the skies, and the adults going around like morons, totally oblivious to it. It just freaks me out to see.
Well, John, that's one of the things that I ponder a lot when I'm researching this stuff and I'm thinking about the implications of it, John, because it's really kind of disheartening to think about, because on one hand you can say, well, we're suffering from the effects of these different testings, these different specifications for radar systems, usages, weather modification. On one end, you can say that, we're basically suffering the after effects and the side effects of the usage of these different chemicals. And then on the other hand, John, it almost makes you think that it's intentional and this is some sort of well-organized plan to tear down the natural immune systems of the human body, because that is one of the most unpredictable things that you can combat, is because every human who has an immune system, every human's natural immune system is different from another human. So basically you would have to have a heavy campaign of tearing this down to get the desired effect.
That is correct. Did you see that program on the Discovery Channel a while back? They did a thing on chemical contrails.
Yes, I did. It seemed like it was a bit of disinformation to me, but yeah, I did see that.
Right. Well, with the lady who was on there, her name was Rosalind Peterson, and she's involved with California Skywatch.
Yes, I'm familiar with
her. Yeah, I talked to her on the telephone after, and she said that she was really upset the way they portrayed her in that show. But, you know, I said to her, well, you know, you got a lot of information out to the chemtrail people, or like ourselves, who understand what's going on. She said they didn't do exactly what they had told her, but that doesn't surprise me in mainstream media.
Oh, no. I mean,
that they are.
Absolutely. I mean, that you're exactly right, too, John. I mean, because just the fact that you're able to get some information out there and hopefully have people have an objective point of view and go and start looking into this stuff on themselves. John, I appreciate your call. I got to move on. I'm running out of time here,
okay.
But appreciate it. One of the things I wanted to get into, I want to get some more information out to you guys about this, is because, you know, if you go and look, And as John was talking about this bill, and I have this bill pulled up here, you can if you just type in S1807 into a search engine, you can pull this up yourself. And it's the Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007. And, you know, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchins' office is here in Dallas, not too far from where I'm sitting right now. So maybe I should set up an appointment and go down there with my video camera and confront somebody on this and see what I can do, because you know, whenever you start looking into this stuff, you see the admissions of this campaign going on in their own documents. But yet, if you call the United States Air Force or you call somewhere locally, you know they just give you the runaround and tell you that you know you're basically imagining things. But how someone can be imagining things by going to a website called PubMed.gov. This is a government medical website. And I was looking around to find stuff basically on barium. And what I came across was startling. I found an article on this PubMed.gov entitled Chronic Barium Intoxication Disrupts Sulfated Prioglycan Synthesis, a Hypothesis for the Origins of Multiple Sclerosis. And again, that's one of the things that you see happen in barium. And what they talk about here is a high-level contamination by natural and industrial sources from the alkali earth metal barium has been identified in the ecosystems and workplaces that are associated with high-incidence clustering of multiple sclerosis. And what they're finding is that in places like Saskatchewan, Sardinia, Massachusetts, Colorado, Guam, Northeast Scotland, they are finding cases of multiple sclerosis where they've had zero cases of historically, as far back as they've been keeping records. And what they're finding is in these areas where they're finding these new cases of multiple sclerosis occur, is they're finding high levels of barium in the soil, in the rainwater, in the vegetation. And here in this government website, where they talk about this barium, it actually says, the high levels of barium stem from local quarrying of barium ores and or use of the spraying for refracting and enhancing the signals of radar waves along military jet flight paths. We'll take a break, come back, and I'll give you some more information on this. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back, folks, here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So glad each and every one of you could join us for this program today. One of the things I've been discussing here in the course of the broadcast is this phenomenon of chemtrails. And before the break, I was talking about some information that I came across on a website called PubMed.gov. And one of the things they're talking about is how they've found cases of multiple sclerosis appear in places like Saskatchewan, Sardinia, Massachusetts, Colorado, Guam, and Northeast Scotland, where they've never had any cases of multiple sclerosis before. And what they found in these areas are 345 parts per million of barium. And it says the high levels in this article, again, this is from a government medical website. It says the high levels of barium stem from local coring of barium ores and or use of barium in paper, foundry, welding, textile, and gas well-related industries, as well as from the use of barium as an atmospheric aerosol spray for enhancing, refracting the signaling of radio and radar waves along military jet flight paths, missile test ranges, etc. Now, folks, what does that tell you when you have a government website called PubMed.gov where they are admitting fully that the high levels of barium that they are finding that shouldn't be naturally occurring in areas causing cases of multiple sclerosis where they've never had them before, and they're admitting that this is from the aerosol spraying campaign of barium. What does that tell you? And what are the implications of that when you call up the Air Force or you call local media or something like what we had here in Dallas where they put out a whitewash about it and say, oh, it's just normal contrails? And what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you all a homework assignment if you wanted to take it. Now, this article that they wrote that completely whitewashed the chemtrails and tried to say that it was contrails and put out just completely false information. You can, if you type in Jets lingering contrails bring North Texas a flyby white Christmas, you can get this article. And the person that wrote this article is a lady by the name of Stacy Hupp from the Dallas Morning News. And her email address here on this article, what's listed, is shupp@dallasnews.com. Again, that's shupp@dallasnews.com. Her name is Stacy Hupp, H-U-P-P. And again, the email address is shupp@dallasnews.com. Why don't you email Stacy and ask her why they are attempting to basically propagandize the citizenry on what is really going on over the skies in their cities and towns. And ask them why you have government websites like PubMed.gov and various bills like the Kay Bailey Hutchison bill where they're admitting that this aerosol spraying campaign is going on over our heads every day and every night and is very much real. You see, the fact is, folks, is that people are finally waking up to the fact that this is real and this is going on. And again, all you have to do is look up to understand that it's real. And another interesting article I found on this PubMed.gov site was how they've also found elevated levels of silver, barium, and strontium. Again, these are all heavy metals, folks. In the antlers and vegetation of soils in certain areas. Now, they're finding deer antlers. They're finding this barium and heavy metal showing up in deer antlers, folks. So there's somebody from like me, from, you know, and my family from Texas that, you know, kills deer to eat. You know, that's a pretty scary thing. And you know, God, we got so many great calls today. And I wanted to try to address all the different things that everybody called in. There's just not a lot of time, but I'm going to do my best to address all the things. Yeah, you know, there's a caller called in earlier, Doug from Austin. And I know Doug. He's a good friend of mine. But one of the questions that Doug had, and I heard Doug talking about this, he also does a radio program on the network that I do one on during the week at TruthNet Radio. And one of the things that I heard Doug talking about was asking if the water filters, the various water filters, take out the barium in the water. And I believe that the systems like the Berkey filter systems, I believe those do with the optional filters that you can get. But the thing is that, I mean, I think they do, but they may not. It's hard for me to answer that question because I don't know how far down to the sub-micron size those filters can filter out. And that's what you're getting into. As Gary in Tennessee was talking about, these are nanoparticulates. And Gary in Tennessee was mentioning the Morgellons phenomenon. And it's just amazing to me to see that every time you have these cases of Morgellons pop up, it's always after an area has had a high level of chemtrail spraying going in that specific area. And you start to see these worm-like creatures appear in sores. And then when people go to the doctor, they tell them that this is a mental disorder. When there's videos you can watch, if you type Morgellons into YouTube, there are videos where you can watch these things crawling out of petri dishes, folks. Doesn't sound mental to me. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get into some more information. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Global Reality Saturday Morning Edition, live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're glad each and every one of you could join us. And before we get too far into the show, I just want to say that we are coming up on New Year's, and I hope that everyone has a safe and happy New Year. Watch out for the rookies and just the general insane people out there. We want you all back here safe in 2008 at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate your continued support of this network and all the fine shows here, and the message of liberty and freedom and the truth that Republic Broadcasting tries to bring to the masses year in and year out. So we want to see you all back here again in 2008, so you guys all have a safe and happy New Year's, and I just wish you all the best and all my love to each and every one of you listening. Now, what I've been discussing today, one of those can of worms situations. And, you know, I may have to end up doing part two on this topic next week because there's just so much information. If you'd like to give us a call and you'd like to get in on the program today, you can give me a call at 1-800-313-9443 and we'll get you up and on the air. And again, I am discussing the chemtrail aerosol spraying campaign going on overhead. And just... the sheer amount of information that comes out. Now, I found another interesting website, and if you would like to check this out as I'm reading along with it, if you're in front of your computer, you can go to www.asp.bnl.gov. Again, that's www.asp.bnl.gov. And what this website is this is another government website that is entitled Atmospheric Science Program, ASP. And this is the Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program. Has its long-term goal developing a comprehensive understanding of the atmospheric processes that control the transport, transformation, and fate of energy-related trace chemicals and particulate matter. The current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate. Now, think about that in terms of what I've been talking about. Now, this is, again, let me give you this website one more time, asp.bnl.gov. Folks, they're admitting here and telling you what their various operations for chemtrail spraying are, right here on the government website. And again, they say that the current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of the climate, aerosol formation and evolution, and aerosol properties that affect direct and indirect influences on climate and climate change. You see, they're admitting that the aerosol formation affects directly and indirectly influences on climate and climate change. And it's just very, very interesting to look and to note that they talk about various operations they've done. This year, they talk about a campaign they did over Oklahoma City in Oklahoma, June 4th to the 25th of this year, 2007, called the CHAPS program, the Cumulus Humulus Aerosol Processing Study, where they're creating and at the same time destroying cumulus and humulus clout through aerosol spraying. They did this over Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, June 4th, 2005, 2007. It says the project was conducted in close coordination with the Cloud and Land Surface Interaction Campaign, project conducted by the Department of Energy. So now, where this leads us, that I don't think I've heard anybody else on any other shows talking about chemtrails, is the fact that we now know that this is directly a joint project between the United States Air Force and the Department of Energy. And one of the things that I've observed through my observations of the chemtrail phenomenon and looking through binoculars, let me tell you something, folks. If you get yourself a pair of high-powered binoculars and you go out on days when they're spraying, I know this sounds kooky, but if you can get one of those like gardening masks or one of those masks you wear, I know you're going to look silly, but I think you'd rather look silly than be sick. And go out sometime with or without the mask and get some high-powered binoculars. And what you can do is you can go and you can start really observing the different planes that are used. And what you'll notice is pretty startling. It's something that I've noticed. Because the spraying that you see differs in the different types of campaign you see depending on what type of operation they're doing. If it's a weather modification operation going on and you can identify the planes or the markings, the types of planes they are. A lot of times even get United States Air Force numbers where you can go online and even track these planes and where they originate out of. And the interesting thing is that when it's a weather modification campaign, it always seems to be United States Air Force planes. Now, folks, there's been sightings of NATO, giant white NATO C-130s, C-130 Hercules, every type of, DC-9s, every type of big plane you can imagine. And I've seen some information where online where there was a gentleman talking about how he stumbled across this in an airport he worked at and how essentially they've gutted the airplane of its waste disposal system, of these huge tanks where basically the waste is stored from the restroom, and then when they come back down to the ground and land, they empty them out in trucks. And I was reading online, and I'd have to see if I can find it again. It's been a while since I've seen it, about a gentleman that said he worked at an airport and stumbled upon this doing some repairs on a plane and noticed that the waste disposal systems on some of these planes had been replaced with tanks containing this material for spraying. And so it's very interesting to me to note all the information that comes out. And again, you've got these. You got, I mean, they're admitting to this now, folks. And the applications of this are startling. I mean, again, don't let people get you stuck on one area. You know, there's a lot of websites out there, and not every website on chemtrails is the real deal. There have been a lot of exposed sites out there putting out disinfo. As Gary in Tennessee was talking about, Carnicom.com is a great one. You can actually go to Google Video and type in aerosol crimes, and Clifford Carnicom makes his aerosol crimes video freely available. There's also another great one by a guy named Freeman. And Freeman is an Austin, Texas-based TV show host. He also does a radio program, and just, you know, one of the best researchers out there. But you can go to FreemanTV.com, and he has a chemtrail video as well that's pretty good. Really short, but there's some good information in there pertaining to that, to the aerosol campaign. And that's the thing, folks, is you got to look at, you know, as I was talking about. You know, on the one hand, you can say that, yes, this seems to just be the after effects and the human effects that we're all suffering from seem to be just a fallout from the various chemicals that are used in these operations. But at the same time, folks, we know through, you know, the different UN depopulation agendas, we know through the documents of the Ford Foundation, the Rockefellers, that you know, they want to kill us. They want to depopulate the earth by 80%. And so when you start thinking about that in terms of the chemtrail operation, you know, it's pretty startling. And I know that I've heard some people say, oh, well, they're trying to mass inoculate us in case someone sets off a biological weapon. And the experts that I've talked to, and I've talked to many of them on the subject, and the experts that I've talked to on the subject have informed me that if you were going to try to either A, make someone sick by spraying something, or B, inoculate them against something, spraying this stuff in the atmosphere would be the absolute worst way to do it. And the reason that is because this stuff spreads out, and everyone's physiology is so different that, you know, it would basically be a crapshoot, and it wouldn't work very well. So, you know, the theories about, you know, again, to think that this government or any government would ever do anything for the benefit of the people is absolutely absurd. I mean, folks, I mean, they're not spraying cotton candy up there. I mean, they're spraying heavy metals. They're spraying things. And you know, that gets to the deeper root of it. You know, when you start looking at everything, they want to wipe us out. And then you look into places like China. And China is the model, folks. I mean, China is the model for the third world cesspit that they want to turn the United States into. And guess what? They have no chemtrail activity over China. Zero. Zero chemtrail activity. And then I have this article this week, I may have time to get into it, I may not, that says China's pledges to use even more coal. So while they're, you know, busy propagandizing the American population, that, oh, global warming is real and it's man-made and we got to have a global carbon tax to offset this and start using clean energies to save Mother Earth, even though the scientific data shows that we're going through a heating cycle through the entire solar system. You've got polar ice caps on Mars melting. You've got greenhouse effect happening on Venus. So we have to be restricted. The American citizens born under the Constitution have to be the ones that pay the price while China gets to use more. Tell me that there's something wrong with that picture. Kenyon in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. How you doing? Yeah, great, I wanted to call about the chemtrails. I've seen them in New York for the past few years. I've been telling people. I actually bumped into someone in the military maybe a few months ago, and it was like, yeah, most people are just unaware. They don't even look up. And that's what's so sad. It's like, this is clear as day that they're spraying. I'm looking at the site you just talked about. When Obama decided, I realized that the chief scientist is based out of here in Long Island somewhere in Brookhaven National Laboratory. I'm going to email him to find out, but I'm sure they're not going to be forthcoming with information. But, yes, people, it is real. The chemtrails, they formed and they spread out. I mean, it's clear as day. New York has been heavily sprayed, I would say. Even the last year, it's been really bad. But every morning, the sky will be clear, and then later on you'll just start seeing them spring away, and then people, oh, they try to I called 311 at the time here, which is a local information to ask the city, like, who can I call about the spring about the skies, and they just pass off like, oh, we don't know anything about that or whatever case. But the problem is the majority of the populace is just brain dead and not even aware that they don't look up. People don't even look up in the sky. That's crazy.
No, not at all. They don't even, I mean, you're right, Kenny. They don't even bother to look up, man. They don't even bother to look up there. I mean, if you say that to people, look, just look up. They just keep their head down. They just stay in their own little world, and they don't worry about anything. And, Kenny, that's what's allowed us to become enslaved and have these chemtrails sprayed over us, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm glad you put me on to this information. I already put out a couple of articles about this lady, the person, Emperor, out of High Farm in Somerset.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm putting out the information. I'm gonna spread it to my friends. I mean, some people are aware, but I said we don't have enough of a critical mass to really try to change anything right now.
Right.
But thanks for your work.
I mean, that's what's gonna take. Hey, appreciate it, Kenya. Make sure you tell everybody about this show and about RBN. We appreciate it. You know, I mean, that's the main thing that's gonna take. Exactly right. You know what? Thank you, Kenya. You hit the point on the head right there. I mean, that's exactly what it's gonna take. You know, we don't have enough people right now to really affect change. I mean, we've got great numbers. Our numbers are growing every day from people listening to RBN and telling other people about it. And but, you know, really, that's what it's going to take is we need numbers. And there's so many issues. And I personally, I cover all the issues, you know, because one thing that I've found in my 15 years or so of research is that no matter what you're talking about, folks, all this information always coalesces into one plan. It's one unified plan, whether you're talking about the North American Union, if you're talking about you know, the complete decimation of our Constitution here in the United States and what they're trying to supplant it with. That's another thing that I'm very keyed into is you know, looking into what the plan is of what people, certain people and certain you know, some of these different secretive think tanks, especially the ones for the evangelical right, like the Council for National Policy. If you've never heard about the Council for National Policy, look into them. I'm actually in the process of making a film about it. By the way, I'm also a documentary filmmaker, and I made a film called 9/11 New World Rising. It was released back in August. You can go to newworldrisingmovie.com, and you can watch that for free there. And that's one of the films I have. I've got a few films on the back burner, and one of the films I definitely was going to think about making is a film about this chemtrails that we've been talking about today. Because I don't think that there's a you know, a real grassroots documentary that's been made yet that covers all the information. And look, people are hungry for it because people are curious. And you know, if someone like myself refuses to talk about it or not cover it or not do shows on it, well, what that's going to do is if people don't get the information from you, they're going to go get it somewhere else. And that's the thing is that, and when that happens, people tend to find a lot of disinformation and things of that nature. But as we're talking about before the call, I mean, look, China is the model, folks. China is what they are essentially trying to turn the United States into. They want to do away with our Constitution. They want to supplant us with this third world hellhole system. They essentially want to tear down our economy, which they're already doing, very much so. You had a report this week where the top central banks and some of the top economists are saying that the looming crisis in the economic front in this country and the entire world may like make 1929 look like a walk in the park. And the central banks are splashing the cash all over the system. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, they're getting ready to tear this country down, and they're getting ready to, you know, do anything they can to do away with the Constitution, to do away with your monetary system and your well-being. I mean, look, folks, the middle class has always been, traditionally, the threat to elites throughout the world. And that is who all this stuff is targeted at. I mean, the depopulation agenda, the tearing down of the economic structure, the open borders, bring in, you know, illegals, 30 million, 50 million, whatever you want, all by design, all funded by the Bush administration and the New World Order, all funded to essentially open the borders wide open, bring in cheap labor, and who loses? You and I, the hardworking people of this country. I mean, look, you know, I mean, I do a radio program 6 days a week, folks, but guess what? I have to work a real job, too, and it's not a very well-paying real job, but I do it. You know why? Because I'm an American, and I work in a restaurant, and I do one of those jobs they say Americans don't want. Well, guess what? I want it, and I do it because I believe in my country, and we're not going to let these crooks take it away from us. Take a break, come back, get into the final segment of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Final segment here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So glad each and every one of you could join me, folks. This is my second show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be in such a great company with such fine individuals that are really fighting for the truth and for freedom and for liberty. For the people of the United States that were lucky enough to be born under the Constitution. And the Constitution is really our greatest gift. And today we've been spending a lot of time talking about chemtrails, and that's something that I'll get into and bring you more information about. We'll do more shows on this program. We'll even try to get some guests up for you as well on the program. But, you know, one of the things that I just wanted to mention real quick is that none of us that do these shows and try to bring you information can do it without your support. And so each and every one of you that supports Republic Broadcasting Network and goes to republicbroadcasting.org and supports the sponsors, you're what makes this happen. And so we couldn't do it without you folks. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your continued support of Republic Broadcasting and allowing me to be here and bring you information. I'm just really excited. I'm excited about 2008. It's going to be a big year. 2007 was an insane year. And I just want to say here in the final few minutes, folks, that with all things that have happened on all the fronts, I want to say, don't ever forget about our fallen heroes and our fallen patriots in this patriot movement. Don't ever forget about people like Ed and Elaine Brown, folks, who sacrificed everything and put it all on the line for the chance that our children and grandchildren might be free and may be able to live a free life under the Constitution as our founding fathers intended it to be. And so I just want to, in the final program here of 2007, say that I love you, Ed and Elaine Brown, and we will never forget about you. And if patriots like them are what has chipped away from the full enslavement and keeping us locked down in this system. And you know what? I know that 2008, we've got a lot of obstacles coming ahead of us. We've got an election year coming up. We're about a week away from the Iowa primaries. Get out there and support Ron Paul, folks. You know, it's really not about winning. It's really not. We're not going to take this country back overnight because they didn't take it away from us overnight. But you know what? If we can get this message and the message that Republic Broadcasting tries to get out to everybody, out to a large number of people, we may still have a fighting chance at this. And that's important. It's going to take each and every one of you. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Again, that's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. I have a website I need to update, and I will update that over the holidays. It's www.theglobalreality.com. That's theglobalreality.com. And again, my email address is globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Thoughts, suggestions, anything of that nature. And tell your friends about Republic Broadcasting. Help us spread the word about the show. It's a new show, 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday morning, Central Standard Time, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, and it's just an honor to be with you and to be here in great company. We're going to continue into 2008 to bring you a lot more stories, folks, and a lot more information, because we've got to dig deep at this. This is so multi-leveled, folks, that we've got to crack it, and together we'll do it. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week, 7 to 9 a.m. Central, on Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I love you all. Take care. Since 1990.